right, and beginning of this short, hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 right, and beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74.
Can't tell one from the other. Bertie got some of this non-dairy the other day. Liquid stuff made out of soybeans and the Lord knows what of that. And we didn't realize that it was non-dairy stuff. We got it.
Non-dairy.
So there's no milk or cream or anything like it. Soybeans and preservatives and I don't know what else.
Well, over in China, and I went and ate some of those Chinese, and they were starting out of health foods, you see.
Yeah.
And they started with soybeans.
I'm going to turn off.
Good number. And now you're going to put $500 back in for it. Yes, no, you sit down.
You told me to go. I put Mr. Griffin on the phone. I'd go in about 2 to 3. You know what they charge me?
That's right, not the food, you see.
Yeah.
$5, yeah. You got quite over London, huh? I'm trying to engage the floor. How's he gonna pay $1,000? He left a few finder for $500. And that's me. You can buy old combo this for $50 a thousand.
Hard to believe.
My dad had a cross up there this house. And he had sold him in $1,000 for the number. There's old buddy of mine up in North Carolina. He's cutting me some hardwood. I'm going to phone back to you there in about a month to pick it up.
Is that ready to
pick it up? That's right. It's about dry enough now for me to start the work on. What is it?
Howdy. Yeah, no, but maybe to me, I'm going to get a few things started, because some of it's going to be...
Pull the man price, and then he'd tell me something else, see?
Well, he'd handle the money and pay you.
That's right. Probably take a good look off the tree. He pays about 20%. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm out there on my own, you know. I tell a man I'd get $350 to take a load of horses to New Holland, Pennsylvania.
And you got no pay.
I don't have to pay nobody. I do the collecting. He cost me it cost me about $200. That's around it.
Well, it's not all closed.
It's not all closed. Well, like I said, that radar set up there, it'll come in on my CD. It's all the static on my CD, see? If I'm able to slow down and give them the right category. If it's not on, I don't come on my radio. If it can't, if they got it on, it'll come on my radio.
And they can't tell what I like
it. No. They can tell I'm going mad hard to get there. You get a whole thing hardwood, you know, it'll give you a hard time. Most of the time, you can just about eat it. In some cases, yeah, but I haven't. Well, they got something on the damn lake and it cost us 500, didn't it? That's different. Well, now see me, if they'd catch me, I wouldn't go in. I'd just give them a quick lay call and say, look, Carl, that's good for $5,000. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they came the car back then.
Oh, they just hold that car?
Yeah. That car was worth $5,000 on the westbound. You've got to lose one.
Maybe it costs a dollar to replace
it. It costs you nothing. No, sir, that costs you nothing to replace it. All you got to do is take a lay and they'll give you nothing.
So, you can post bond.
I can post bond. I can post $5,000 for you to get.
Go ahead and tell yourself.
I know it was early in the spring, but I don't know what year.
Well, it's 69. And, because Barbara came.
This way, isn't it?
I got more than half. Yeah. But that's worth $5,000.
See, here's Charlie Barbara.
Yeah?
Came that fall.
That's right.
And by the time she got here, you were just walking in here, and she was sitting down there and talking to the tape about horses.
Problem.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, you were in on everything you did out here. Yeah, just like today. See, Jack Brady got here just a little while before you did.
Yeah.
And the way it used to be, if anything was going on up out here, you are all of them, all the children, so here, right in the middle. Now that's the way it works, you see, up through 1972.
1972, that's when I got.
Yeah.
That's when I took some headache. And I got there, I was still out there then, after working in that hay right out there, the headache, the body couldn't sit on that tractor.
You don't have to stand up with us sitting here working with us. Well, now let me tell you. You know, so much is going on out here. You don't have to slam the van door.
He's a good guy.
Well, everything has to be warm. It doesn't have to be cooked with warm.
Now, you see, I have been trying to report on some things we've done out here. And I've got several people in it, but I don't have any control. So, you see,
why?
Well, you can see out there.
She jumped up, she jumped straight up in the air on, all four of them, both the ground.
Yeah.
She didn't walk 20 foot out in that field there, but she raised up all four of them off of the ground, and her and that little pony horse of mine run. They run up there, and they knew it was something. I thought they were going to have to catch some time up. They were going to overdo the test.
Well, now you see, there's a lot of little innocents like that, and somebody's got to sort of put together.
Well, now that's what
happened. So, let me tell you, so you think that happened out here, they haven't happened anywhere else. Now, you know that.
That's right.
Now, we've had all this up and down out here. We've had these issues. I think the dullest time.
I gotta go run the wind stuff.
Oh,
it
looks like it's moving.
Well, you want to stop it. No, that was the color. That last year. Really, nothing was going on.
Yeah.
It was
well, I see, I wasn't in no physical condition to do nothing. I was.
I don't think it was you
so
much as it was us. We just wasn't here.
It was
fine.
It was
life to us.
Well, you run down. You had to work in some
flatheads,
and they had your brain off. That's I got about 4 or 5 more loads of horses to get from the farm. 4 or 5 more weeks. And I'll be, if my equipment holds up, down there at least about. Like I said, I'm going to be big here, just a little bit. I'm going to lease my equipment off, my truck and trailer. It's a later model, 58 model. 58 Ford. 340. 58 Ford, 340 ton. So I had to get rid of that one ton on kind of all three feet.
Oh, is that funny? So,
that's
right.
How to get down on lighter flat. We got one time weight too much. We were weight over 5,000 pounds. Got now, they 42.50. That took me completely under RCC regulations. I don't have nothing to do with me. I didn't get like any testing, no way, they came in sight. But neither my trailer nor my truck will go over 5,000 pounds.
That's where they start.
That's where they start. They get over 5,000 pounds, that's where they start. And if you got a gas tank that don't have that, they're not pressure tested, they really tell you. And you ain't got lights where they're going, they start again. You ain't got emergency equipment, they start again. And they keep adding up, and first thing you know, you got a $500 fine. And you got to pay it now. And they don't buy that. Where it is, I'm legal on any man's road except in Tennessee, and I have to give them $10 for a field. And they let me alone in. I'll buy a field from it when I get back up there, if I ever get back up there. Just keep off my back. I'll give them $10, just keep off my back.
You just had to work into it.
I just had, you take a baby. They got to crawl before they can walk. Well, that's the way with me. I had to start down there and start crawling. Then I got to like a walk, and then I got my feet slapped off my arm. I fell over and you fall.
You get your feet slapped off on you as many times as anybody I ever saw who had as much experience as you did.
Well, it was my health, of course.
Well, I think it, it wasn't your health just like your feet then.
No. But,
did you take all the papers down here with that?
Yes, and yes, they're out there in the dry out time there.
I got that. In 1972, I was getting along real good down here. There's nothing getting forward to make the money.
Yeah, that's right.
I got those just hit severe headaches. And I wasn't worth a damn of a hole in it. For me, myself, or nobody else. I got that taken care of. I got started back again. And this one. I'm coming back. I'm going to lay down.
That truck you had, that good truck you had, I thought that was just ideal, but that weighed too much.
That weighed too much.
That put you up in the ICC track.
Right.
And when you cut on your truck, you had to cut on your trailer too.
No. Well, my trailer's the same.
Same
one. It's the same one. I can haul as much weight. I just got a bigger engine and so forth in this little truck than I had in the big truck. It cost me more to operate, but I can operate.
Good job.
I was getting 12 and 13 miles a gallon on that big truck, and I'm getting 10 and 11 on this pool. If I got that big 298 in. And here I got to the army. I don't pay a name on it.
How many horses did you pay for?
I took 12 one day. And I took 10 of them. And I got 2 of my own on this day.
What is the world going on out there?
And just laid away.
It doesn't look like rain right away.
It doesn't.
There's some black clouds that are in there. They're not solid.
Well, now, you rebuilt something. Did you rebuild something?
Hmm?
What did you rebuild?
I think I'm putting that out there. That's the one trying to rest and pull all 2 feet. First day of last year, or this July, would be 2 years ago. I got out of the hospital on the 28th day of June.
You mean that's that same one?
That's that same one, right out there.
Well, where has it been all this time?
I've had it.
Oh, you had it, you just didn't do any good.
Oh, yes, I pulled my big trailer with it for a long time. When I first got that trailer, I pulled the trailer with that truck that I got there.
So what did you do with the
truck? I bought that big truck and then I just parked it and moved it around the house.
So you had that all the time?
Yeah.
You had both of
them? I had both of them.
And now you let the big one go?
I let the big one go and got a 3/4 ton Ford. 68 model. And I bought a 55 generator boat. 3/4 ton. I just pull another one. I haven't started to walk in yet. But I will walk.
Well,
like I say, I ain't walking. I'm going to be a road. I'm getting out here, get on the road. I take a slow 50 mile an hour pace, 55. And I can drive from here to West Chester, Pennsylvania. Quicker than Paul Bond came and fought Davy's luck. He gets out there and he's on 65, 70, 80 miles an hour. Then when he gets in town, the cops watch him, and first thing you know, he's been stopped. And he's done messed up and lost 4 hours. I'm done 200 miles on the road, so.
You notice that driving down, he just says 50.
Yeah, 55 is great.
But nobody can stand and go and get it. So, I'm trying to tell you anything that comes out of the legal system. I'm trying to fix it. It's what you can tell. How far you can stand and go and get
it. That's right. Yeah.
But we say that on 60, and I swear we made better time coming down the river.
Just like me, I've just been made a little late work again. I haven't hurt nothing yet. Going down these long roads, I take my foot off the gas and let it go. And I'll get just about to the bottom. I'm doing about 50, 62 miles an hour. I'll give it the gas, and I'll go right on the road.
Yeah. You got enough,
you know. That's right. You can keep that on. Okay, go. Time. Where go? here on the truck.
And when you get up to dial that hill, you're letting up a little bit.
Okay, you begin to let up. You may cut back to 38, 40 miles an hour. But then, it takes you just a little bit to get back up to 50, 52 miles an hour. And if you drive that all day long, it's surprised you how far you can go in the end of the day. And then you're not wore off, you're not used to it.
You're going to put on your nerves if you want. This fella that took all them pictures, what's his name?
Leonard Buck.
Old Leonard Buck. Now, he's a nice fella.
Yes, sir.
But he was irresponsible. He wouldn't do a thing he said he'd do. And he never did work out.
No.
All right, he picked that fella with the long hair and the big picture. We used to give you the creeps over there. He'd come over there on Sunday and you'd over that trailer. And you'd come over here pulling the hair.
How old is that rifle now?
Five.
Mother father.
Yeah. Well, you see, he come out here and he got what he wanted and we never hear from him anymore.
That's right.
He got what we wanted. He got what he wanted. But we didn't get anything.
He was all unbending. That boy was all at my family. I'll be sitting there relaxed. Just take it easy. I'm telling you, we walk in the door and follow him and follow him.
Herman Cole?
He is.
When you come out here, we got him straight. Yeah, we're getting straightened up, but I'm telling you, we're about to rock both of them.
I don't understand it.
They had a big part in it. Mm-hmm. We worked with him. And just about how he managed to get
away. And there he is. He
looks.
He don't even say hello. Don't even send his postcard. Now that's, you see, you didn't realize you did this. Well, hell, you didn't. You said so. You did. Oh, yeah. You knew what happened out here.
I don't know.
We had a whole lot of lost effort.
Yeah, too long.
Yeah. Now, what are they doing? They out there in Texas, never even got a postcard from them. They were nice. All of them were nice people.
Yeah.
First rate people. So, somehow we got a hold of the wrong element there somehow.
Ricky.
Yes,
I guess he is, about the most appreciative of the whole bunch. Really and truly, I do. I think he appreciates the opportunity and the effort that we put forth here more than anybody else.
So you want to do it?
No, not now.
Channel one right around 500 or 600, and the end of this short visit and hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long is this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel one right around 600 or 700 or 800, and the end of the visit with Cookie is Hectic Visit with Cookie and Jack Long. This Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74.
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Huh?
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Wool.
Yeah. Price has gone up right much on that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess the price of it is pretty good. Right, ordinary sheep, I'm not sure. About 7 to 8 pounds of wool.
I didn't know that.
We had some of them Lincoln sires, some old babies up there. Some of them about 15 pounds.
Jeez.
Big Lincoln sires. White legs and white face.
No, I don't know about them. I never dealt with them.
I had a neighbor after I got rid of my sheep. Neighbor just above me there, oh, he had 15 or 20 sheep. He bought this big Lincolnshire buck. He was just stand up back there hard. He was a big one. I was going up one morning, he came drawing milk. And I had my milk, and I was going up and stopped to get his. And the house was up above the road, and kind of grayed up there, see. Jerry was just, he was quite a big one. Question man. Coming along down, they had a pat of parents for the potatoes. Coming along down, and I see that buck coming around the back of that house, you know. And I hollered to Jay to look out for the buck. But he didn't hear what I said, and he stopped and he said, "What?" And just as he stopped, that old buck hit him, you know. Well, my God, you ought to see them parents fly. They come down all around me there, just like snowflakes. I had one of them bucks hit me one time. There was another fellow of mine was measuring a building to see if that putting some roofing on it. And I was on one end of a 50-foot case, and he was on, this other fellow was on the other end. Jesus, that old buck hit me and he just carried me right down through to that other fellow, you know, right on his head. And then he dropped me off and tried to stomp me, see? This other fellow picked up a piece of two before he laid there. And all right, I'll hit him over the head. Well, you know, the old buck would shake his head and back up and come again, you know. And the fellow just sidestepped him and hit him again. See? Well, every time he'd go back, he'd go a little bit farther, see? And when he got back far enough, the fellow jumped over the fence, but said he had a brand new linen tape. You know that doggone buck? Chewed that all up. And he chewed that all up, so then I had to buy the fellow a new tape. they're a bunch of idiots.
Miss Eason? Get up there. Again, get that. That's all for you.
You trying to get me contrary?
No, that's I just got some good iron for you.
You take a leg of lamb if it's cooked right, that's good too. They were starting to raise a lot of soybeans up in New York there when I was just
there. Well, that's far back.
They were going to do a big thing with soybeans. They were going to make automobile bodies out of them there, but I guess that never materialized.
I don't know how long it was.
Well,
she's election for the people just the same as you're election down here. Looks like Kate Smith, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know whether I'd get him now.
Sam, West, 2, 8, 8.
Sam.
They call him and his work brother, didn't they?
Yeah.
Clinton County. Are they close to you?
The Clinton County is up in the northeast corner of the state.
Well, you wouldn't run into those fellows.
Yes, I knew them all.
You tell
them? Yeah. I traveled the state all over.
Well, now he's the county chairman.
Yeah, the county up there in Clinton County.
Well, he didn't get out of the market like you did.
Not so much.
He still in the office. I expect all them fellows,
he was a county chairman up there, the same as I was county chairman in Madison County. But they didn't get around and have as much, didn't take as much real activity in the union as I did.
Yeah.
With
that new partner on the county hill?
Huh?
New partner on the county chairman.
They'd call and that, and somebody put on some meetings and one thing or another.
There's a lot of advertising.
Yeah.
You know?
Five.
Five.
Yeah. pretty good, isn't it? Jefferson County, that's another one way up in the northeast corner.
Well, I'm trying to find where we were talking about. Lewis County.
That's the way I look when I have all of my hair.
Right. Well, you and Jack can compare notes about that when you had all your hair. No steel helmet either.
Now what about this woman there?
She was that Frank Brill's daughter. They had a big farm, big whole team farm. Had a lot of whole team, purebred whole team cattle. They call it the monotone farm.
Well, the whole team is expensive,
man.
The
what? The whole team is expensive. Yeah. They get more milk than any of the rest of them.
And, Pesto,
Henry
Pesto, now, he not at Mill County?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hamilton's the
name of the place,
yeah.
He's
the other one.
He's a Polish fellow, and he was about as tough as they make him. He's kind of a well-built fellow with broad shoulders and a short neck. And he used to see there at Hamilton at Colgate University. And he used to get down there to Colgate and wrestle with professional wrestlers down there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I used to put on a lot of dances, barn dances and one thing or another. And we hadn't had a dance every week. So, to this one dance, and I had a square set on there, and I was dancing on this set here, and he was dancing on the set over here. They called for swing your partners, indeed. He came over there, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he swung me right around, and my feet were going right around the electric light bulbs up there, and I couldn't get him down. You know, he just, why, if he'd ever let go of me, I'd have went 20, 30 feet off in a heap.
Well, you can tell looking at him that.
Next,
you can tell.
You can tell
up in
there.
What's that reference to
a
steel helmet?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Huh?
No steel helmet. Yeah. His head was pretty hard.
Didn't
need it. But he goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, milk strike up there. I went through four different milk strikes. This one milk strike, we were trying to close, this one village had three different plants in it. the Dairyman's League plant. We thought we had it closed up, but there was a big load of milk come in there. And I never could find out where the rotten eggs come from. But there was probably 100 rotten eggs sold. And you know, they hit all over that truck, and the driver there, there was one hit him on the hat. He had on one of them straw, stiff-rimmed hats, you know. One hit him here, and he jumped up like that, and just as he jumped up, one hit him right here. He's eating that rotten egg, you know, run all down of him. Well, they went into the plant over there, and they come out, and they washed the cans off, and they steamed them, and they washed them again, and steamed them two, three times, and they finally thought they got the smell off it, so it wouldn't affect the milk, but, you know, milk is taking any odor there, quicker than that. And they run the milk in. Well, after they got the milk in, you see, they were shipping the milk out in them days in 40-quart cans. The milk plant stopped, you know, and they roll them right along in there, see. And, well, the milk train come, and I see this fella here and another guy go down the railroad track, and they had a piece of new rope. Probably 12, 14 feet long, maybe a little bit longer than that. I wondered what in the heck they was going to do with that rope. By golly, you know, when that train pulled out, they boarded it. They went right up on top. They tied that rope to the catwalk and went right down over the edge and opened up the doors on the side. And when they got down to the next station there, the milk was running right out the door. Them fellas were down there and they just dumped that milk and let it run.
You had too much milk, you had a regular milk train.
Oh, yeah. There was one night, there was four of them milk tankers come through the village of Madison. That was about 6 or 8 miles from where I live. And they stopped them. They happened to see them, and they run them off the road and stopped them. And they claimed that they had skim milk. Well, one truck, I guess, did have skim milk, but the other three was whole milk, see, that they was trying to run through from some other county, running through my county. Well, they stopped it there, and they called me, and by the time I got over there, they pulled the spigots off in the back of it and let the milk run. Gee, and they run right down the road, run down into a fellow's cellar, went right in the cellar window, you know, and run in the cellar. And my brother was fire chief there in the village of Madison, and they got him out of bed to get the fire truck down there to pump the milk out of the cellar.
Well, what was he doing with
the
fire?
Fireman?
Yeah.
No, he was, he worked in the garage. Driving a tow truck. That's about all he done was somebody had an accident and he'd go and tow it into the garage. Even they kept him busy too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he was busy about all the time running that tow truck.
I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, there'd be somebody that lived in Madison, man, that'd be off somewhere and get smashed up, and then they'd call him. Maybe he'd have to go 100 miles and get him and bring him back.
They'd pay him just abandon
him. I tried to preach non-violence to them, but you know, you get a bunch of them fellas out in the picket line, you can't tell what they're going to do. It's just the same way right down here now with these railroad strikes. There's always a few that's looking for something like that to get in to re-damage something.
And when they're looking for it, they pretty much can find it.
Well, I know sometimes they can. I know the county next to where I was, There was a Polish fellow there that had a big farm, and he was the county chairman there. But he was pretty radical, you know. And he was, when anything would come up, why, I'd get a telephone call from the state office. Go over there and calm Teddy down. Sometimes I'd have a job on my hands, try to get him tamed down a little bit, you know. You take them Polish fellas, boys, when they get it going, they're ugly and blazing.
Quite
simple. Yeah.
And you had a pretty good
time.
Yeah.
Well, there was quite a few come in around my locality there. You see, they made the Munsville plows and the farm machinery there. They had a big county. There's a lot of them Polish people come in there as molders. Working in the ironworks there, you know. Well, then the old people working the ironworks and the young lads there, and when they got up, well, they'd want to get on the farm somewhere. See, that's the way they got to go.
Now, is that right?
Yeah.
Because the young ones wouldn't care about the farm.
They didn't like it. Getting burnt with a hot iron too much, from one thing or another.
Well, how did your brother fit in there? How did he get
lined
up on that truck?
Well, he was always in the garage there, you know, and I don't know how he did come to get in on that. Fire chief, didn't he? Well, he was a fire chief there for years and years.
Yeah.
Well,
he
looked so much like me that one time I hired out in the alfalfa mill. I was supposed to go to work on a Thursday, and he was down to the station. This alfalfa mill was right side of the railroad station. And he was down at the railroad station for something on a Tuesday, and this old fellow that run the alfalfa mill says, "Come on over and go to work," he says. "It might just all start today as anytime." So he went over and went to work. But Thursday, I went down too to get my job, see. This old German fellow, he looked, you know, and he said, "My gosh," he says, "it's the two of you boys." "Well," he says, "by God, I don't know, make a difference." He says, "You come to work just the same." So we both worked there.
Huh?
Yeah, he was a good worker. He worked for years there for that Reynolds garage. Of course, if he wasn't on the tow truck, he'd work around the garage there or something too. That was his main business, was on the tow truck.
Well, he could make a living on that tow truck.
Yeah. He must have made pretty good money there somewhere. God, he raised 10 kids.
Is that right?
Even two was all I could afford. there. It shows him up on the front.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This fellow here got killed in the strike. He was one of them big trucks running right over him. He went out and tried to stop it, but the hand truck ran right over him, killed him. Paul Hicks.
Well, somebody else got rough on that at that time, didn't
it? Huh?
That truck driver got rough that time.
Yeah. This Jerry Loomis. I put on the radio broadcast on the strike from Surrey Zoo, and he lived up to Pulaski, and I was supposed to go up to Pulaski and be the speaker up there that night. I went up and after the meeting, I said to Jerry, I have the hot spot in the state, the county of Madison County down there was considered the hot spot of the state in the strike every year when they had a strike. And I said to Jerry, if I get in jail down there, will you come down and bail me out? No, sir, he said, if you don't know any more than getting in jail, he said, you stay there. Well, after the meeting that night, we went over to the restaurant and had a big dinner over there before we started for home, because I was about 150 miles from home. And I hadn't only just got home. I hadn't been home in 15, 20 minutes, and the telephone rang. I answered the telephone, and it was the Syracuse Herald paper. Calling, wanting to know if I knew Jerry Loomis was dead. And I said, Jesus, no. I said, a couple hours ago, I was there about 3 hours ago. I was there at the restaurant eating with him. He said, we know all about it. But he says, you know, he went home and he told his wife that he was tired out. And he was going to lay down in a few minutes, and then he wanted her to make him a cup of coffee. She got the coffee made and went to get him, and he was dead in a minute. He'd had a heart attack.
And he didn't know anything. He didn't know his heart was
wrong. Well, yeah, he'd had heart trouble for quite a while. I guess he wasn't very active in the strike. He'd been down there in my territory when we were just organizing there, and I was out training up members. He came down and helped me.
Members, all they had to do was agree
to pay so much. Enough of 100.
They weren't all.
Well, it didn't all of them, no. Once in a while, you'd strike a hard nut, you know. They was always ready to pick up any extra nickel that you could get for them else, but they didn't want to spend a nickel to help get it. We'd call up the dealers out of New York, and the general had a meeting in Utica in the Hamilton Hotel, and we'd argue it out and get a little extra out of the milk. I said we had a meeting in the Hamilton Hotel up there in Utica, and they'd argue it out with the dealers. The New York City at that time had 212 dealers. There were 12 Irishmen, the others were all Jews. And we'd get, they generally deal from 25 to 50 of them Jews from New York. And some of them Jews were just as black as any niggas were in Florida.
How did they get that way?
Huh? How would they get that way? I don't know, they tell me that there's some of them Jews in the old country there that are black like that. I guess so, I don't know. They must be.
Are Arabs supposed to be dark?
Yeah, come on. You take them Syrians, you know, them Syrians are just as black as me. They put on a bingo party every Tuesday night. You know, I used to play bingo in the club boys. And I got out of it.
You ran into a place.
Huh? Ran into a
place.
Yeah. Puppeteers, I used to turn all the little money to the to the milk site.
Was stripes a frequent part of your picture up there? Did you have stripes often?
Stripes often?
Yeah.
No, just about once a year. About in August, we generally had them. That's when the milk supply was about the lowest.
That's good.
This is an old beat up Model A, isn't
it?
I don't know just for it. I've forgotten just for it.
Model A, you had those
That wasn't the Model A. I don't know how it was. That's got a heavier wheel on it.
Yeah. Looks like a bigger.
That might have been a hut. Because they had a heavy wheel on it.
Wooden wheel.
Yeah.
Well, why are they they do. And they have milk spikes in order to get the prices up when the milk is in short supply. Exactly.
They generally run about a week.
They get pretty rough.
Well, sometimes they get kind of rough.
Those dances you used to put on. The Poles do a lot of pokers.
Good one.
The Poles do a lot of pokers, get out and stomp on the floor. And
Yes. Dance of polka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do square dancing?
Yeah. The square dance, they had every other one a square dance and every one a round dance.
Now I'm going to show my ignorance, so what's the difference between a square dance and a round dance?
The round dance, you just have one partner and you dance together all the while through the music place.
Mm-hmm.
The square dance, they call it.
Oh. Well, you have to be pretty good to know how to call a square dance.
Oh, yeah. Most of them are singing.
I'm going to stay here for a minute to help David.